We've now got a briefing, I think, on harbour frontage. Harbour signage, sorry. Harbour signage. We have a fairly large group. We have a Development Bureau, CEDD, Mott MacDonald, Ivanhoe, and PR Concepts. So quite a large group. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Does anyone need to declare interest? Is anyone involved with this particular study? No. Good. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. I think, Mr. Jung, you're going to lead on this one. Is that correct? My paper tells me you're going to lead anyway. Please. All right. Would you like to brief us on the study? Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. The purpose of this paper is to brief members on the progress of the Harbour Fund Signage Scheme, come open design competition of the Victoria Harbour Icon. The contents of the paper include to recap. Recap the background of the development of the Harbour Fund Signage. Recap the background of the development of the Harbour Fund Signage scheme, and then we will progress update on the open design competition, propose a publicity plan, criteria on selection of signage, and the appointment of the graphic design consultant. And then we have a go to the way forward. I would like to invite my chief engineer, just Jung, to present the paper.
Thank you, Mr. Kam. Sorry. My apologies. Mr. Jung.
Yeah, please. Mr. Chairman, members, good afternoon. In June last year, we have presented a paper to the HEC proposing to have a consultancy on the Harbourfront signage scheme to develop the appropriate signages to help leading the tourists to the nearby promenade facilities. And also, at that time, we also proposed to have some sort of design competition to have some sort of innovative, unique identity or icon for our Victoria Harbour, as well as to have some sort of a detailed design of the signages so as to implement read-on site of the whole scheme. Basically, we proposed at that time that we will cover five pilot districts: Tsim Sha Tsui, Hong Kong, one district; Kwun Tong, Central and Western; Wan Chai, Corrie Bay, and also the Sai Wan Ho. In August this year, we have appointed Mott MacDonald as our main consultants to run this HSS consultancy. The consultancy will be completed before end of next year. Mott MacDonald is supported by three specialist sub-consultants. Mr. Ivanhoe of the Ivanhoe Architect Limited will be the professional advisor, giving advice, leading the on the open design competition for the Victoria Harbour Icon, as well as for the Harbour French Commission logo. And we also have Ms. Kelly Tang of the PR Concepts Asia Limited as our PR specialist on the PR input on running, on promulgating the design competition. And lastly, because we need to identify the routes and also the locations of the Harbourfront signage scheme signages, we have the traffic and transportation specialist, Mrs. Joseph Wong of the Harbourfront SPB Limited. As I pointed out previously, that last year in the HEC paper, we have the proposal to conduct the competition for the Victoria Harbour Icon, also to identify the routes and also locations of the signages, as well as to carry out the various design. And at the advice of the HEC last year, we will appoint a separate graphic design consultant, right, to work in collaboration with the main consultant to have a fair and good and innovative design of the HSS signages. Regarding the open design competition, not only to look for some sort of innovative identity for the Victoria Harbour, but we also would like to take this opportunity to promote the blending of the of our Victoria Harbour, as well as to promote the proper awareness of the Harbour Front Commission. In running this open design organization, we have formed an organization committee comprising government departments, Harbour Front Commission, and also professional bodies, as well as our professional advisor. The organizing committee has met 2 times, one in November and one in early December, and we have gone through the composition of the open design competition. Basically, we will have 2 groups. One is open group, and the other is for the student group. The student group will will attract the secondary school and also the tertiary institutions students' entries for this design competition. The entries will be adjudicated by jury panel, comprising 1 voting head juror, 7 voting jurors, and 2 non-voting reserve jurors. And this jury panel will be supported by a technical committee, which will make comments on the bootability or of the icon. And also, in order that to adopt the icon in the HSS signages, the organizing committee proposed to have the winning open group entry, which may be adapted, will be used in the HSS signages. Regarding the HC logo selection, the Harbour Front Commission will form a selection panel comprising 5 HC members. And the selection panel will select one of the entries of the open group to serve as the HC logo. The organizing committee also has a common consensus on the schedule of the open design competition. It is proposed to have the launching or announcing the design competition on the 11th of January next year, with a registration closing date on the 11th February, and then the entry submission closing date will be in March. And we will allow 3 weeks' time for the technical committee to provide views on the buildability, and also for inviting the HC members to provide their views on the entries, as well as to solicit the local views of the district councils. And then the jury panel will spend about 1 week time to make their adjudication. We expect that the announcement of the results, the prize giving ceremony, and also the exhibition of the entries will be conducted in mid next year. The organizing committee also gone through a publicity plan. Basically, comprises of 4 components. The first is the paper media, internet media, prize giving ceremony, and also the roving exhibition. For the paper media, we propose that on the 11th of January, in launching the open design competition, there will be a press release. And then after the announcement of the competition, and also 1 week before the entry submission closing date, we will put advertisement for 2 days in 2 Chinese newspapers, 2 English newspapers. And we also will put advertisement in the design magazines. And also we will print posters and leaflets and distribute to appropriate parties or interesting parties for announcing the the competition. In the theme newspaper, we propose to have a junior page, this sort of size of the advertisement. And for the paid newspaper, we will have a quarter size of the a page of the newspaper. The organizing committee also have a discussion on the poster with the well, more or less the slogan, Eye on Victoria, hopefully to attract the public about this design competition. And we also, just now I mentioned that we will also have a leaflet. This is a sample of the leaflet that's being developed, and we will have certain changes when we print our leaflet and for distribution. The second component of the publicity plan will be the intermedia. We will have an official website, and that will be maintained until prize giving in mid next year. And we will, at the website of co-organizers, some flash icons. Later on, I will show the some sample of the flash icon for your views, for your comments. And also, we will write to the local and overseas design websites, website masters, asking for their permission or agreement to post the details of our competition. And of course, we will make use of free internet communities, for example, chat rooms, Facebook, etc. And lastly, we would make use of the Google and Yahoo to make that kind of advertisement so that whenever people to type the keyword, let's say design or competition or harbor, something like that, will prompt right, our messages about our design competition. And lastly, but not all, will be some email notification to the professional and tertiary institutions of Hong Kong to promote this competition. This is a sample of the official website still being under development. And in particular, I would like to draw attention that we will have a submenu at the left-hand column, the queries and reply, in which will display the response of our professional advisor to any queries submitted by the potential candidates, right, regarding the design competition. And at the co-organizer website, we will request for the permission to incorporate this fresh icon to catch some sort of eye-catching effect on our design competition. The third and the fourth component of the publicity plan will be the prize-giving ceremony, which we propose to be held at an outdoor venue, for example, at the Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade. And also after the prize-giving ceremony, we propose to have some sort of a roving exhibition of the award designs at the tourist focal points, attraction places, etc. And at the end of the design competition, we will publish a competition report. We come to my progress report on the selection of the routes and also the locations of the HSS signages. We have met the transport department seeking their views on the criteria, on the route selection, on the location of the signages. Basically, the sum of the interest will be about 800 meters from the harbourfront promenades. Of course, at the 800 meter limit, in case there is in that vicinity, we have let's say some tourist attractions. Well, we'll be very flexible that we will extend that limit further inland. And the route will focus on linking up the shopping malls, street markets, museums, etc. Regarding the locations of the HSS post or mapboard, we have some sort of travel-related consideration. We will take care about the walkway capacity, any sign light problem to the vehicle, on the traffic signs, any possibility of distracting the driver's attention, and whether that kind of route will have provided a proper connectivity directness to the nearby water harbourfront promenade. And of course, we know that there is a existing VSIS system, right, of the signages and the posts. We will take that kind of opportunity. Of course, we will consult Tourism Commission for the agreement to include our HSS sign plates at their VSIS posts. My consultant is now being, is now, you know, studying and selecting the risk of the Harbourfront signage scheme signages, and we intend to consult the transport department and also the tourism commission in January next year, and then we will consult district councils in March 2011 on the proposed routes and also the locations of the signages. Regarding the appointments of the graphic design consultants, we are now preparing the brief, and we expect that we could have the graphic consultants on board in March 2011, and by that time, more or less, you know, in 2011 or let's say in May 2011, we would have that kind of announcements of the awards, the winning awards of the design competition, and then by that time, the graphic consultant together with Mark McDonald could, you know, merge, you know, integrate the icon and also the signages to have a much more attractive and also decent appearance. After the completion of the open design competition, we will have a competition report. We will submit that report to Harbourfront Commission for reference. And also, after the completion of the Harbourfront signage scheme consultancy, there will be a final report. We will also submit the final report to Harbourfront Commission for any comments. And then regarding the implementation of the signages, subject to the availability of funds, we anticipate that the implementation works could commence in October 2011. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Anybody else from your team want to make any comments? Oh, fine. Thank you. Members, obviously a very important initiative, one we must get right, highly visible, high profile. We won't be able to duck this one if we don't get it right, so obviously very important. Views, thoughts? I mean, it seems that we could perhaps divide discussion into two elements. One is, if you like, the icon competition, as I call it, and then secondly, how the icon is used in terms of signage and linkages across the waterfront in the future. So maybe we talk about the competition first. Any comments or observations on the competition? Please, Becky.
Sure. Three quick points. It seems that from your presentation, the HC logo will be selected from the open group only and not the student group. Would this be preempting that the designs of the student, although including those from tertiary institutions, could be better than that of the open group? So that's the first point. The second thing, in terms of your publicity plan, it seems that a lot of the general public would go to the waterfront by public transport. So would you also like to consider having the publicity by means of public transport, like on buses, along like bus routes to the waterfront? And lastly, I wonder whether this eye on Victorian link could also be added to the Harbourfront Commission's website. Thank you.
Thank you. Perhaps we'll collect the comments, if you don't mind, and then you can respond collectively in a minute. Any other comments on the competition?
Let me talk about briefly about the Victoria Harbour icon adoption, right? We will adopt the winning entry of the open group for the Victoria Harbour icon, right? So we are now, although we have a two group, open group and the student group, for those, you know, in the tertiary institutions, and he or she has the liberty also to join the open group, right, for the which icon competition. So for those, you know, students who study the design profession, should have the opportunity to participate in the open design open group, and therefore I expect that the Harbourfront commission logo could also be, you know, be one of the entries submitted by those student students who study designs.
could I just add an additional question? In terms of exposing the outcome of the competition to the public, if I may put it that way, or gaining views and opinions, you're proposing to bring it to this commission, you're proposing to consult, I think, district councils?
Yes.
Do you think that's enough? Are the public going to feel that they should be involved to a greater extent?
We have considered such that now is we have jury panel composition. Now is widespread to cover 8 jurors already. If we consider to add the district member in that one, now should we consider to have 5 districts in this area, it will be should have extended increase a lot of the number of the jury jurors in the panel. So do we consider that? And also consult with our professional advisor. We can invite the district members to see the entrance first and give their comments form. So that this form will pass to the jurors for reference. I think we will take into account of the district members' views on that one.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to supplement. Just now I mentioned that there would be a duration about three weeks time to allow the district council members to comment on the entries and to mark their remarks on a form for the future reference of the jury panel. The present consultancy is only covering the 5 pilot districts, but we will have another 3 districts having the Harbour Front 9. So, during that 3 weeks period of time, we will also invite those 3 at the district councils. Belong one of the pilot district councils to provide views on those entries for the reference of the jury panel. Thank you.
And perhaps you could just remind members of the jury, give us an idea of the membership of the jury, not the individuals, but obviously who they represent. Can you do that? Because I think it seems to me it's important that the community feel that they're part of this decision-making process, and the only way that they're going to be part, if you like, is indirectly through the jury. So can you just help us understand what the membership of the jury is going to be?
Yes. I think we can do that.
So the person said that we have tried to form the jury panel, but now is we not yet to send out the formal invitation. But anyway, I can point out some of the key persons that had jury is the Michael Mirror Yu. And Mr. Chairman, you also are the member of the panel. Mr. Kwan Pak Lam is a professional architect. He's a professor, honorable patron now. Lau Xiu Xing is also the NESCO member. Professor Bernard Lim and Mr. Leslie Yun Nam, Mr. Kitty Si. These are also notable and famous designers in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty august group, I agree, but it's almost totally made up of professionals, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, no young people there, for instance. No, I joke not. I mean, important.
Our professional advisor, Ivan, can add something on that.
Please. Please comment.
Thank you, Chairman. I want to first to respond to the question raised earlier about the HC logo to be selected from the open group only, not from the student group. One of the major reasons of this is because of the IP right. In the setting of this competition, we divided into 2 groups. One is an open group for all citizens and people outside Hong Kong. The second group is student group, which is the objective is try to encourage more students to participate in this design exercise. But one of the problems we are facing is about the IP right for the junior. We are still solving this with the legal department, the advice from them, because any participant, potential participant below age 18, any document they sign, we will have a problem of implementing under the law. So taking the designed, the IP right of the one of the winning entry design as the HC logo, I think we need to be very careful about the IP right. That's one of the reasons why we are setting the competition that the HC logo is going to be selected from the open group only. Coming to the second question raised by the chairman about the public involvement or participation in a greater extent for this competition. There is always a problem in conducting a competition. To what extent the public opinion or the public participation in the process of the adjudication. It cannot be opened up without limit, because we have always have the practical problem to solve within a reasonable time to carry out and complete the adjudication. So what we are planning right now for this competition is after the closing of the competition, receipt of all the entry, we will allow about 3 weeks before the adjudication. During these 3 weeks, we will carry out all what we call the assessment of the technical committee, which is basically try to look into the detail of every entries on the technical aspect, application aspect, as well as the originality of the design. At the same time, we will adapt into this period is the invite the HC member as well as the 5 district council member to come and give their public comment. And we are also to help the promoter designing some simple format or pro forma, asking the district member to fill in. We try to avoid some technical term, use some simple layman term to seek the comment or the view from the district council member as well as the HC member. All the comments from the HC member and the district council member will be put aside on each of this entry, and they will form part of the basis and consideration for the jury panel when they carry out the adjudication, in particular when they decided and when they come to make the decision on the selection of the finalist and the winning entry. In this process, we hope that the public participation or the public opinion factor will be well incorporated in the whole process of adjudication. The jury panel composition, I think I need to speak on behalf of the government and the promoter. In the process of setting this competition, actually we have made numerous attempts. For various reasons, there are some renowned designer in Hong Kong as well as renowned layman in Hong Kong. For personal reason, for other reason, they cannot come and join as one of the jury panel member. So the jury panel member we have right now is the promoter and the OC have been trying very hard to have the balanced representation from various sectors of the community. And within this given time limit, we did the best we can. And we all of us understood this is not a perfect representation of all the sector of the community. But I hope the member of the HC could understand the practical constraint when we're conducting this competition. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Clement, I think you wanted to comment, and then Peter, I think.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate this may be rather late in the day and rather too fundamental a point for me to raise, but if I may raise it anyway. I mean, it seems to me from my understanding of this paper and the presentation that we're talking of a competition to identify a single icon for Victoria Harbour. That icon will be placed in a number of strategic locations to tell people we have a wonderful harbour and sort of tell people which direction to go to find it. Okay. Now, I was going to raise in the next paper maybe some questions concerning to what extent we might have the ability to, you know, maybe devise some overall concepts or theming for different parts of the harbour, for instance, maybe that, you know, one part may become more of a cultural district, maybe another part may become more of an activity district. And so my thought in relation to the icon was that if indeed the work of the Harbourfront Commission were to result in some different concepts or themes for different parts of the harbour, A, that there might be some linkage between that as reflected in the icon. But perhaps more importantly, I mean, my thought was that, you know, rather than just saying, well, here's the icon for the harbour and it's that way, maybe to give some indication of different activities in different areas. So, for instance, you could have an overall icon with a sub-logo to say, well, harbour, cultural district. Harbour, you know, sort of maritime district. Harbour, historical district, whatever. Now, I appreciate this is, you know, rather wide one to raise, but, you know, the thing that triggered my thought was that actually in relation to our commercial organization, the Peninsula Hotels, we have designed an overall logo that says Peninsula on top, but it does allow for subheadings, so Peninsula Spa, Peninsula Boutique, Peninsula, you know, restaurant, whatever, which may give people a little bit more guidance as to what you're trying to point them to at any point in time. Now, you know, I don't know whether you know, this idea is of appeal or not, and whether one could perhaps incorporate that type of thinking into the development process of this icon. But for me personally, I thought there might be merit in thinking further than just having one icon, think Victoria Harbour, Victoria Harbour, Victoria Harbour, in different places.
Thank you. Well, let's have an initial reaction from the consultant in a minute. But Peter, please, your thoughts?
Well, I think carrying on from Clement, really, it was really more to do with clarification, really. I mean, there is a difference between a logo and an icon. The competition is essentially to develop an icon. The graphic designer, I take it, is going to be designing the actual signage. But item 15 also says that the graphic... A separate graphic design consultant will provide expert graphic design input in integrating and fine-tuning the icon and the signage. I think it just seems to me to be just a little bit confusing here. I mean, do I take it that essentially the role of the graphic designer is to design the signage and to then fine-tune in some way the winning competition of the icon so that it fits into the type of signage that's going to be appearing in all manner of places? And also, how will this complement the existing visitor signage information scheme, the VSIS that's referred to in 2A?
Thank you. Any other comments before we have a response? Any other questions? All right, would you like to pick up those points, please? Thank you.
Member. Regarding the paragraph 15, the intention is something like this. The main consultant has to provide the design of the signages, including the graphics, okay? And now we have the open design competition to get hold of some sort of icon. And then the icon we have to put onto the signages, okay? The signages will say, for example, sign page. Maybe some wording or some indicator, so let's say to Hong Kong property now, for example, and also that icon, the Victoria icon, will also be printed on that signage plate. But once the icon puts on the signage plate designed by the main consultant, there may be some sort of inconsistency or incompatibility in color, for example, in the pattern, for example, and therefore we would have the our graphic design consultant to integrate, to fine-tune, to massage, right, the two pieces of the icon and also the signages together so that to have a uniform, beautified signage. So that's the intention of the paragraph 15.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, just to clarify again. Do I take it then that the main consultant, Mott MacDonald, will be actually designing the signage, and that under 4C, carrying out the detailed design, including the design of the sign face, this will only be coordinated by the graphic design consultant? So the graphic design consultant isn't actually designing any graphics, he's actually coordinating and somehow fine-tuning the icon on the signage.
after everything else has been completed.
The thank you for your question. The graphic design consultant not only to fine tune, but also he has the honest or the responsibility to maybe modify, right, the graphic design proposed by the Mark McDonald, right, so that the icon and also the signage face could be in a consistent, unified, in a harmonized pattern. So it's not only just to fine tune, but also may have the, for example, if the graphic design consultant consider the design face designed by the proposed by the main consultant is not in a good appearance, right? And the graphic design consultant under the brief would have to propose a modify, maybe, right? The design face so as to have a unified, harmonized appearance.
But if Mott McDonald, who are not graphic designers, are going to be the main consultant doing the signage design, and from what you said, they may not be producing the most ideal form, which is then going to be modified by a graphic designer. Does that really make much logical sense?
I try to explain. Now is that we have the icons. Now is how to put the icons on the side plate. The side plate I can call it as a carrier. Now is under the VSIS, there's a like the there's a steel plate like the ship in ship shape. But now is our icons should be integrated with the existing street furniture. So then how to make it in a better look, so that our graphic designer will help the consultant, Mark McDonald, to propose to massage or to improve the shape of the carrier, and how to mount in the existing post. So I think this will be a joint venture between the Mark McDonald and the graphic designer to make the appearance in a better present. Thank you.
Thank you. And perhaps someone could react to Mr. Kwok's suggestion that we allow for some flexibility. Mr. Kwok quoted the Peninsula example and suggested that we might have the ability to underneath the main icon, if you like, the ability to put separate designations which would indicate the theme or the flavor of the area. Is that something that you...
That's a good idea. I think now is for our consulting purpose is to prepare the icon. We can design the adjustments about the carrier. So any additional design can be put on that one. We can consider that.
Okay, thank you. Vincent, please.
I've listened very carefully to Clement's suggestion, and I think that he is actually hinting how to win the competition. So I understand it's difficult to write everything in the brief, you know. So but if any competitor come up with actually variation on a theme, and then with one harbor but different characters, like one peninsula with different functions, right? then that could be one of the design concept of the designers that would distinct himself from others competitor who just boringly focus on designing a logo. I don't know whether this should be written very specifically into the design brief, but I would ask the professional advisor and the team to write in the brief to encourage this sort of creativities. So rather than, I would say it's also very difficult to the Harbour or the Harbourfront Commission to specify whether Wan Chai is cultural or central is business or West Kowloon is sports, right? Of course it's not, right? that's my suggestion. And it's I'm very, very I'm agree that Clement has actually given us a very inspiring thought. Yeah.
Thank you. Please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm a bit confused. It sounds as if I'm hearing that we are saying that we are going to design a bird cage first and then trying to catch a bird, right? If the bird has a long tail, then we cut off the tail. Well, the other idea to follow up on Cramer's suggestion is perhaps we should perhaps be designing for a mascot. And the mascot, you can animate it and put it in different scenes and contexts, right, as and when necessary.
All right, you've got mascot on your list as well now. any other comments? Anything you want to respond to, react to, before we draw a line?
Yes, Chairman.
Thank you.
Actually, I agree with what Winston just raised up. The suggestion of Clement, with my experience as a professional advisor in the quite a number of competitions, I would say I will leave it to the jury panel member. Trust them, because all the jury panel member in the adjudication, they will have various thought and various consideration. And in the setting of the current competition document, actually, when you look at the title, we are purposely calling this competition as Eye on Victoria, and we call for Victoria Harbour Icon Design. We try not to emphasize too much on the competition element. We are asking our Hong Kong people, our citizens, to contribute, to participate, and to share their design talent with us to create an icon for the Victoria Harbour. And we also allow in the competition document that the implementation of the winning entry will be, you know, with or without modification or adaptation for future actual usage as the Victoria Harbour icon. So I believe the suggestion of Clement will be actually will naturally be one of the next consideration of the jury panel member when they, you know, doing their adjudication. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments? We ought just, I think, just to quickly look at the second part of the study, which is looking at selecting routes and locations for the signage. The Annex B sets out the criteria, which were touched upon in the presentation. Does anybody have any particular comments? The criteria seem fairly logical and straightforward. There will be obviously exceptions, I'm sure. Members happy with those criteria for the moment? Thank you very much. All right, well, thank you very much for the briefing. Keep us informed of how you progress. I think the only thing I pick up from the discussions is this need for a very careful interface, if I may put it, between the between Mott MacDonald and the designer, and the design consultant, the logo design consultant. I think there's a danger there of things falling through the cracks, if you like. So please watch that one carefully.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.